Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third-party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, Banana Force is bringing us a G1 Optimus Prime. GameStop, objectively the worst store on the planet, will exclusively be selling a G1 Megatron helmet, and Planet X shows off an upcoming IDW Grimlock figure. Today is Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021, and this is episode 439 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that, unlike Batman, knows it is better to give than to receive. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Giggity.
Creator, producer, and star of Empire of Rust, editor Mike.
I don't know what you're receiving from Batman, but I want in on it.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
You can have what Batman is giving, Mike. I am a taker. I take everything and very rarely give.
We know.
Let's talk Transformers.
Okay, Daryl is quite selfish. We've established that.
I've been told that when I do give, I can be very generous.
All right, well.
Don't give it all away up front there, Daryl.
would you like references?
No, that's all right.
Annotated, please.
I can't take your word for it, Daryl. I need to talk to the receivers.
Do you really?
Why are you encouraging this?
Anyway,
they're all
we
in
start
France.
Out the show. In Australia?
In Australia, yes. They're all in very foreign countries that don't speak English. They're in France. Mm-hmm. You Americans have trouble with that language, right?
Apparently we have trouble with Australian too.
Crikey.
All right, let's start off the show and thank our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. They are also very generous. We really appreciate your support for continuing to help us out, and you keep the show going. So thank you so much for doing that. If you'd like to become a Donatrion, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. And that's where you can sign up either on PayPal or Patreon. We're getting close to the end of the month, so the Toy Hacks drawing is coming soon. We've got the $10 gift code we give away every month, so our June drawing is coming up. You've got another few days to get your entries in, so we need to get them by Sunday, June 27th. So if you become a Donatrion or you send us an email at contest@transmissionspodcast.com with a picture of the Transformer you'd like to get labels for from Toy Hacks, either way, we'll give you an entry into the Toy Hacks contest. So if you're already a Donatrion, that's another perk you get. You get a free entry into that monthly contest every month. You don't have to do anything. But if you can't, if you are not a Donatrion and you still want to enter, just send in that email, contest@transmissionspodcast.com. And of course, the next episode of Empire of Rust, episode 52. Spongin' 2, the second story. This is just came out this week, this Monday, June 21st. So that should already be in your podcast feed if you're subscribed to the main Transmissions feed. If you want to get Empire of Rust directly, that's at transmissionspodcast.com/rust. This is our long-running live play RPG podcast all about Transformers, the first and only Transformers RPG podcast. We're coming up on the end of our second year, so I think this episode marks the end of the second year of Empire of Rust. So
the actual anniversary, yep, 52 episodes.
Mike, you couldn't have done Spongin' 2 The Quickening or Spongin' 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Or Spongin' 2 Sponge For You.
Sponge Harder.
I mean, so many better choices than what I picked, huh?
Spongin' 3, The Search For 2.
The Search For More Soap.
Yeah, I think I was just, it was late. I was tired when I made up the name for this one. I should have crowdsourced it, but I didn't.
Next time.
Well, Jeremy, I don't know, you probably won't be too happy with the name of the next episode, episode 53. So check back.
I still got time to change it.
You had a little bit of time, not much, because the advanced preview, the Donatrion bonus gets announced in alt mode. So you've got a little bit of time.
I got an hour. That's it. I can do it.
I was finishing up episode 52 today, and I do want to highlight that this episode had my favorite outro, Mike rotates the outros. This is my favorite one because this is Roadbuster calling for reinforcements when he's under assault by Rogue Cons. This is my favorite outro. I like the music, the sound effects, and the excellent performance of Roadbuster by Daryl. Our own Daryl is Roadbuster in that outro, and I get a smile on my face.
Can you even tell it's me?
I did.
Yeah. I mean,
I listened to that when we first did it, and I was like, is this even me? I don't even know if this is my voice.
I did put a lot of post-processing on top of it, but you can still tell it's you.
Okay.
Yeah. You're doing a great job. I mean, it's an excellent, I would send that for an audition for voice acting. That's an excellent performance.
I couldn't hear myself in it. So I was like, I thought Mike didn't like it. And he's just like, I got to cover up all of the Daryl in this.
You can't cover up Daryl.
That's true. You just got to work around him.
But yeah, I used the same one, the same take you did. I know you had to do a couple of corrections for it, but you know, yeah, I mean, it was fine. I wanted it to sound more like a beefy, like warbot, and that just wasn't coming through with just your voice. So,
thank you, I guess.
To be fair, it would be the same thing for me as well. My voice does not scream soldier.
You should release them side by side, like the post-processed one, and then there's just the original take that was used, and just to let people hear how much post-processing was put on it.
Yeah, it was a lot.
All right, I meant this to be a compliment, but it's turning into an insult, so I think we're going to move on.
We've talked about before, I it's just not my kind of show, so I don't listen, but I was positive, because it's been so long since we've done that, I was positive those had been, you know, used up and just kind of, you know, like replaced with something else by now. So I'm kind of happy that it's still getting used.
I am going to do a new one for season two, but yeah, like all the ones that that we did, they're all being used for season one.
All right. Well, there you go. I'll provide my voice for a foundation again for you. How's that?
Fair enough. How are you at doing a Victor Carolia impression?
A Victor Carolia? Sure. Here are the Transformers. Welcome back to Transformers.
What? No.
Nope. I mean, he's just going to post-process it. He's just going to post-process it anyway.
Mike, we've got number one Derek. You don't. If you need Victor Caroli, just get number one Derek. All right. Well, let's hear more of Daryl's awesome voice in toy news.
Sure. All right. And this week, I guess I'm going to start off with the statue this week. I had to talk about this because this is a joke. This week we heard that Loot Crate was doing a Transformers themed crate, and they were including a 3 points of articulated Optimus Prime figure, and this is a piece of shit. it has, you know, it's got to say it's stylized is a huge understatement. This thing is unbelievable. I would say, I mean, I've heard it compared to Pat Lee, you know, his art. I've heard it compared to Rob Liefeld's stuff. Although this Optimus has hands and feet, so I can't, you know, I can't see Rob Liefeld doing it.
He doesn't have pockets either.
No pockets or pouches. Yeah. This is here. If you haven't seen it, imagine every aspect of Optimus Prime just blown up to like 11, except for his abs. He skipped ab day. There's no abs being done at all. They are teensy weensy little abs. The 3 points of articulation are the wrists, two wrists, and the head. It's got a head neck swivel. That's it. He is standing on a little, like, he's got 1 foot on like little Autobot brick, and he's pointing with one finger off in the distance, kind of a, supposed to be a commanding pose, I guess. It's just, I cannot stop looking at the fact that the chest on him is huge, and the abs, the waist on him is so tiny. It's so disproportionate. He's got gorilla arms, and I just, it's laughable. I don't even care what the rest of the crate is. I've seen some people in the comments say that they love it. They think it's awesome. It's just so stylized. This thing, I hate it. I think it's terrible. Mike, what do you think?
You know what? If the loot crate was cheaper, I'd say, you know what? I'll pick it up just for the laughs on it. I'll put it on top of a desk and just watch as people make fun, walk by and make fun of it all day long. But yeah, this is, as an Optimus figure, it is absolutely ridiculous. I legitimately thought it was transforming, and that's why it had such weird proportions, because it had to make, you know, it had to like fit the transformation like oddly. But it's not. It's, I mean, it's not even like an, it's not even an action figure. It's just a tiny mini statue. That's all it is. You can't even call this stylized, because everything from the abs up looks fairly normal. Everything from the hips down looks normal. It just looks like it's one piece that's too tiny. It looks like a mistake. It honestly looks like a mistake. It looks like the designers said, hey, you know what? This needs to be 10 centimeters wide, and it turned out to be 2. So it looks like a mistake. Why? Mm-hmm. Why?
It's ridiculous.
If the loot crate wasn't like $50, I'd say, yeah, you know what? I'll pick up the loot crate just to have this novelty. Because watch, this thing will turn into like, hey, this is like the ugliest Prime in the world. So it's going to be super valuable in time. But $50 for a loot crate? No, pass on that one.
Yeah. Jeremy, this thing here, the pictures and the stance it's in, it gives off, regardless of the look of it, it gives off a bit of a bit of gravitas. It's a very heroic pose that they've put this thing in, and you look at the picture and you think, you know what, it might be worth the $40 or the $50. But then you read up a little bit more and you realize this thing is only 5 inches tall. That is 12, just over 12 and a half centimeters for us regular everyday people. That it's tiny. For comparison, I grabbed the Core Class Optimus that came out this year from Hasbro, and it's about 3.5 inches tall, fully transforming, and converted. Much cheaper. What are your thoughts on this piece of shit?
That's what it is. It's a piece of shit. It's the articulation is just the two hands moving and the head moving. The arms don't even move. I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous. I don't know how anyone could have approved it. I've gotten one loot crate before in my life, and it was because of that Omega Supreme card for the trading card game I never played. Mm-hmm. And in there was a glass, I think, a shirt and something else. I can't remember, but everything in there was better than this. And I didn't even have any attachment to any of the other characters. Well, and there was like something from Akira, Battle Angel, whatever that is. But everything was good quality and stuff. I don't see that same quality here. You know, when I first saw Transformers, I'm like, oh, hey, I'll pick up this loot crate. And I saw it and I'm like, what the hell? I see no redeeming qualities at all in this. And I like to usually try to find something good to say about every topic, even if we don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess the Autobot logo on the box, that looks good.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Charles, you're usually a fan of non-transforming things.
Converting.
I mean, I stole this from you this week so that I could make fun of it. I'm assuming this is on your buy list already, that you'll stand this tiny little non-transforming, revolting piece of plastic next to your Unicron.
Don't put this evil on me.
What are your thoughts on this hideous monster?
I mean, this is... This is like someone who failed like perspective in art class. I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, why? That's the question. I keep looking at this. I just think, why? Like, why are the proportions so off? Why is the gun, like, the gun is even it's like smushed together. It's shortened.
Mm-hmm. If they didn't, it hit the floor.
Yeah, that's true. But if the arms were in proportion, they would have had space to make the gun the right proportion.
That's the thing. The arms are in proportion. It's just that ab section. If that was the right size, yeah, the arms would actually be up at the right point. It'd be like up at the upper thighs where they should be.
Yeah. I mean, and they have the artwork. Like, they have the artwork on the loot crate that shows like a normal looking Optimus Prime. Why did they not use that to build this figure? It's baffling to me how bad this is. I don't know how anyone looked at this and said, what happened to his waist? I mean, what happened to his torso? Why did you do that? Did no one ask? No, how many levels of approval did this go through where no one asked that question? Or did someone ask that question? And what was the answer that they got that they were satisfied and kept putting it through approval?
It's fine.
I think it was like just a manufacturing error, and then when they got the product back, it was way too late in the process, and they just had to live with it because like they didn't have the because I can't imagine the stuff in Loot Crate really is like takes a long time to design. I imagine it they hit pretty close to the deadlines they need, so I think that's what happened. Like, there was a mistake in manufacturing. The people who ship out loot crates, they got it, and that was that. It's like, it's either we don't put it in there and have these, you know, couple thousand oddly proportioned primes, or we just send it out.
That seems pretty plausible, Mike. I'm even looking at the legs. Like, if you look at the legs are super thin. Like, you know, you look at the upper thighs and how they're super thin, how the joints between the upper arm and the forearm. I mean, it's not just that the waist is out of proportion. There are other parts that make it. I mean, and the feet, look at it's like he's, you know, he's like he's Bigfoot. I mean, I don't know. This seems intentional, or if it's not intentional, there was a centimeter to inches conversion error or something. Like, someone wrote measurements in inches and then someone got it and put the measurements in centimeters, and that screwed up this whole thing and no one caught this issue.
I really think someone only has experience with the Dreamwave comics and the early Dreamwave comics.
This does actually work really well for like the cover of that first series by Dreamwave.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like spot on.
I mean, Jeremy, I would accept your theory if they had the Pat Lee artwork as their artwork on the loot crate box. Like, the fact that they have the regular Optimus Prime artwork that has them in regular proportion, I don't know. It's very baffling, frustrating, confusing, annoying, infuriating. Do not pay money for this.
This is part of a 5-point kind of Loot Crate DX July theme, and they're showing off Transformers, Harry Potter, Alita, Battle Angel, Planet of the Apes, and G.I. Joe. So far, the Transformers box is the only one that they've revealed the figure for. Now, if every other one of these boxes comes back and has some kind of hyper stylized figure in it, then there's a theme. The Optimus Prime figure starts to make sense.
Is the theme no depth perception?
Maybe. But the one part of it that I don't get, and yes, of course, you know, there's all that stuff about, yeah, you know, they could be using that Dreamwave, they could be, you know, doing something else here. Loot Crate, and Jeremy can attest to this, and maybe even more you, Charles, because you guys have gotten them before, but Loot Crate, from what I understand, is not doing well as a company. I had actually, you know, before this topic came up, I thought Loot Crate was dead. I thought they had gone. And then this topic comes up, and I'm like, holy shit, here they are. So I'm thinking about this topic, and I'm looking at this figure, and I'm thinking, okay, Loot Crate, if you want to be appealing to a wide, wide audience, Transformers is a good way to go. They're a very popular brand, but this figure is not going to do it for you. If you sent out a figure that was just a three-point articulation and it was literally just the core class Optimus glued to a stand, you'd have done better. I don't know if there's some kind of agreement with Hasbro that they had to do something that looked ugly, but that's something we'll probably never know.
They had to make the G.I. Joe fans not feel bad.
Well, I mean, they're getting a lot of stuff right now, which is nice for G.I. Joe, and that's good. I'm glad for them.
NECA bought...
Who?
NECA. They make, like, collectibles.
NECA?
NECA. They bought them in 2019, so...
I see.
I think they're in better financial shape than they had been.
Okay. Well, that'd be interesting. If that's true, then NECA is selling Hasbro figures. That's kind of cool. Okay, well, I'm not particularly fond of following this, but if we do see that the Planet of the Apes, G.I. Joe, Alita Battle Angel, and the Harry Potter figures all come out as stylized, then at least there's a theme, and then this all makes sense. But until then, this is a huge piece of trash and not worth the $50 price point. I probably wouldn't even pay $10 for this, but whatever. But that's it. That's all I had to talk about this week. Jeremy, what do you got?
I have a non-transforming or non-converting transformer. Looks good. This is by Banana Force, and it is MPL-04 Great Bastor. And it is...
Mm-hmm. I see what they say there.
They say it's a G1 Optimus Prime. It's a stylized G1 Optimus Prime. This one looks good. The abs look great.
Okay, cool.
He's got lights in the head. Very poseable. Comes with the Matrix that also has light in it. It looks great. Banana Force does the metal premium. So he's going to be made of ABS plastic and die-cast metal. I think this looks really great. You know, if you're one of those that does collect non-converting figures, mm-hmm. and you just want something that looks really great on your shelf, I think this would be a good choice. I mean, it can do all sorts of poses. Comes with the blaster and an axe. He does have two wings on the back for some reason. I imagine this is going to command a very high price. I can't remember what their previous figures were listed at, but being that it's got lights and it's made of metal, it's probably going to be pretty expensive. I do like that their watermark on the image says unfinished first promise. You know, not just like, you know, it might change. They're just saying this is an unfinished promise. But anyway, I think this looks great. Daryl, does this wipe the bad taste out of your mouth from that last one?
I mean, it's okay. It's still non-transforming. For a Transformers podcast, we really should do better at talking about transforming figures. The Banana Force Company are the ones who did that RID Optimus, and then they did the RID Ultra Magnus, and I think they did the Optimus Prime, the RID Optimus Prime in black, and so those were their first three figures. According to the comment section here, the Weibo page for Banana Force says that the RID Magnus is on hold because their design cost is too high, so they're kind of dead in the water right now as far as getting that RID Prime out or RID combining Super Magnus Prime or whatever the hell that thing was called. Super Magnus
Omega Prime,
right? This might be a really good way to inject some cash into this company and get that first project done. It's not a particularly good business model because I think at some point that's just going to catch up to them and you're just going to be left holding the bag on one figure or two figures that aren't going to be getting done and you're just going to be out money. So that's kind of sucky, but this looks good if this is something that's going to get done. You know, they do state that it is a G1 Optimus, but it really has more of a like a Cybertron or Galaxy Force Optimus Prime kind look of, to yeah. him. Yeah, with the wings on the back, but... all in all, I think he looks great. The die-cast and PVC combination is going to make for a really heavy frickin' figure. But he does. He looks just awesome.
Mike, do you have room on your shelf for one of these?
How big is this guy?
They don't say. I think it's going to be pretty big.
Yeah, like I'm imagining like 10 inches, maybe 12 or so. That's, yeah. I don't think I have room on the shelf for him because he's just too big. I can't stop looking at his abs. They're kind of tiny.
Well, but it's not as bad as the last one. He and his ab or his waist actually moves.
Well, that's good. That's good. But I'm looking at like his grill part of the abs are actually really, really small. It doesn't look bad considering, but when you look at like the hip part of it, like right underneath the abs, it actually sticks out quite a bit. It's like, huh. Just by comparison, like his abs are pretty small.
Note down, Mike prefers his Transformers with wide abs.
I guess I do. I gotta have some thickness in my trunk. I don't know. I guess I can't stand the tiny way.
They watched Transformers the movie and they noted how much of a weak spot Optimus Prime's abs were and how Megatron exploited that. So they realized they need to minimize that weak spot so this Prime can be more robust.
All right. I'm right there with you. I see what you're putting down. it does look really, really good. And I'll agree that it does have a more like Cybertron-esque kind of vibe to it. Or maybe even, I'm getting kind of a little bit of early like IDW kind of like Cybertron mode Prime like echoes, especially on his forearms. But I mean, it looks good though. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It looks good. And considering that it is likely, considering that it's just a figure, it's probably going to have a ton of articulation. And yeah, so not quite for me, but it is really beautiful looking. Actually, I really do like how the lighting kind of works with the metal for it too. It's a lot more interesting looking than plastic. So yeah.
Yeah, and you won't have that like bleeding through in places that you don't want it to come through.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, Charles, I know that we give you a lot of flack for all the, you know, non-transforming figures, but that's just your shtick now. what do you think of this?
It's fine. I mean, it does look nice. The articulation looks nice. I like the LEDs and the matrix light up and the axe and the gun. Like, all the accessories are cool. I mean, I'm still a fan of transforming Transformers or converting Transformers, I guess. So, I mean, I generally don't get the figure, you know, get them just for action figures to pose on the shelf. I like to, you know, ideally I'd like to have something that can be manipulated and transformed. So it's fine for, you know, I imagine it might be a bit expensive since it's got all these, the die cast metal and the LEDs and everything. So your money might be better spent on a transforming figure. That's a little bit less expensive, but if you really want that poseable Optimus Prime, I guess this is a good, as good a figure as any. I do like the name Great Bastor. that's clever.
All right, well, that's all I got this week. Mike, what do you have? Anything converting?
Continuing the trend of non-converting things that we're talking about, GameStop is getting the Megatron, G1 Megatron helmet. They did announce an Optimus Prime one a while back, and that's coming out in August. But now they are getting a Megatron one that is actually a good deal cheaper than the Prime one. The Prime one was around $130. This one's going to be $110. Kind of similar to the Optimus Prime one, so it's going to be pretty high quality. It's going to have light up eyes and... it says authentic Megatron voice phrases and sounds. So considering that they didn't say Frank Welker specifically, I'm willing to bet that it's not Frank Welker. It's probably just sound clips either from the movie or just a nameless voice actor that they hired to do the sound for this one. But it is pretty good looking. It's almost like almost a completely cartoon accurate, but painted more to look like real metal. Out of any mask, like any like helmets or masks I've seen for Transformers, this is certainly one of the best looking, if not the best looking one. So this is really, really good looking. It's got some interior sculpting, like on the inside, including a Decepticon symbol, kind of like right where the faceplate is. So that is kind of neat. It's one of those things that no one's going to see except the person who's wearing it. But yeah, so, Daryl, I know that you are cosplaying all the time now. You go out in public and you just have, you know, masks and costumes on all the time, right?
Well, it is a pandemic, so the masks help.
Certainly. Is this something that you're going to be getting to replace your flimsy cotton mask?
I like this. I'm not going to lie. It's funny. I think it's awesome. I love the inside of it, showing the Decepticon symbol in the, you know, on the inside of the helmet. I think it's awesome. I know that they've had Optimus Prime ones for years and they're all, you know, kind of shitty and, you know, whatnot, but damn if this one just isn't cool looking. I don't know if it would fit my big head, but I like the idea that it's got the wear on it as well, and it looks awesome. I really like it. I've never really been one for like masks and stuff to, you know, kind of keep around the house for Halloween and shit, but this just looks really fucking cool.
It should fit. I mean, it does say that it has adjustable straps to fit most adult head sizes. Very odd wording to it, but unless your head is just giant, you should be okay.
Well, the problem with mine is I need glasses, so I have to put glasses on inside of it, right? So that's a problem. But, you know, it's still a really badass helmet, so yeah, I like it.
What about you, Jeremy? How's the pandemic situation over near you? Are you going to need a new mask?
I mean, if I really need a new mask, I just go over to transmissionspodcast.com/shop and buy a couple from TeePublic. But, you know, in terms of like, if I needed to like protect my whole head, I think this looks really fun. I don't see myself getting this. It, like Daryl said, the glasses thing be an issue. If it weren't over $100, I would say this would be something awesome to get for the kid to play with. But if I'm spending $100 on something like this, he wouldn't have it on like unless it's supervised. So I can see a kid like wearing it, like banging it against stuff, and I think this is really, really cool, really fun. I love all the details that they have in there, but it's not something that I would, you know, budget for. If someone wants to get it for me for my birthday that's coming up, I wouldn't turn it down.
Of course. And what about you, Charles? Do you need full-on head protection whenever you go out?
Well, who doesn't?
All the fights you're getting into?
I'm really surprised at how nice this helmet looks. I mean, I've seen all the previous Optimus Primes one seem to be really focused on the movie, you know, the live-action movie design rather than the G1 cartoon. And this is clearly inspired by Megatron from the G1 cartoon. And it's really well done. The Decepticon symbol sculpted on the inside, that's really cool too. I mean, it's just it seems really nice. I wish there was an Optimus one that was a counterpart that looked as nice as this one. This looks really like it could come from an excellent high quality cosplayer. I mean, this is something that this is kind of a kickstart to anyone who wants to get into cosplaying, and they were trying to build a Megatron costume. And if they can get the rest of the costume right and they need the head, they can just buy this. They don't need to make their own head.
Well, certainly. To answer that question, there actually is an Optimus Prime one. It was announced back in March. I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but it's actually coming out at the beginning of August at the same time this one's coming out. The Prime one is scheduled for August 16, and Megatron is scheduled for August 12. So,
okay, yeah, I see the link here. It doesn't look as good. The Optimus Prime one does. I mean, it's okay, but it doesn't look as like G1 accurate as the Megatron one does.
I think it's because of Megatron's sculpted face, whereas Prime's is just a straight up mask.
Hmm.
But I think it's the face sculpt on the Megatron helmet that's really selling it for me.
Yeah.
Kind of this little, like, pouty expression almost with the angry eyes.
Pouty? Yep.
It's a little smirk.
Yeah.
Is it really a smirk? Pouty.
He's got nice lips.
Why are you shaming on Megatron here, Darryl? You know?
No, I'm just I'm curious as to why you think his lips are pouty.
I was looking at the three-quarter shot, and it's kind of like a more of a frowny kind of pout than... And then looking at it like face on, I can see like this guy, okay, he's got a bit of a smile on it. It's like, all right, that's fine.
All right. I'll let that slide. I'll let it slide for now.
For now. All right. We'll revisit it.
You dodge that one.
As for me, I'm probably not going to pick them up just because I have no real place to put these or wear them or anything. I mean, what am I going to do? Wear it to work? That's probably not going to go over too well.
I hear it'd be great for like Zoom meetings.
Just put the mask on, close my eyes, take a nap. Just have the voice trigger like on a button that triggers every once in a while.
Yeah.
Die, Autobots! Oh, Mike, that's an interesting point. Let's talk about that more. Let's expand on that. That's it for me. Charles, do you have a non-transforming figure to make this a full set?
No. I have an actual Transformer.
Disappointing.
Although it is third party, so it is not an official Hasbro figure, but this is from Planet X. This is PX-C04 Cacus, and this is an IDW-styled Grimlock. So this is a Grimlock design. I believe the first time this design was used was in, I guess, either Spotlight Grimlock or Maximum Dinobots. So it's a very, I would say, updated Grimlock design. So the T-Rex mode looks very much like the T-Rex from Jurassic Park rather than the... You know, the old kind of more upright T-Rex you have in, from G1. So, you know, this looks very much like a, you know, like a more, I guess, dynamic T-Rex, Jurassic Park T-Rex. And then the robot mode is you know, slightly more stylized and articulated Grimlock. But he's got his blaster, he's got a sword. He looks pretty cool. I mean, if you are a fan of the IDW comics, this is from the previous, IDW universe from 2005 to 2018. This is that Grimlock character. I like this design. I think it's a cool design. I think I'm surprised how well it works in physical form rather than on the comic page. And I think it's interesting that they chose to render this guy. I think Planet X in the past has done a lot of previous War for Cybertron figures from the 2010 video game. And now it looks like they're branching out. So, Daryl, what do you think of this figure?
I think it looks awesome. I love how Planet X has been just, they said, we're going with this design. And this is going to be our thing. This Grimlock looks fucking dope. I just love every just aspect of it. It's stylized to the point where it's, you know, it fits the aesthetic that they're going for, and that's where they kind of left off. The design is really great. I mean, if this is IDW, then they're stepping into the Mastermind Creations pond, right? So that'll be interesting. I don't think we've ever heard of anything that Mastermind Creations has been planning, you know, to tackle a Grimlock. I don't know whether Planet X and Mastermind Creations had any kind of, you know, discussions. I doubt they did, but that would have been interesting to, because there's a lot of characters in the IDW universe that haven't been done yet. And if Planet X is if they're jumping into that pool, then that'll be very interesting, because even though Mastermind Creations has done a lot of the really big characters, there's still a lot of the sub-characters that haven't been touched yet. And there's a lot of people still calling for, like, a rung, you know? Do a real proper rung, you know? And, you know, that kind of stuff. So if they're really jumping, like, if they're going 2 feet into it and leaving their video game you know, aesthetic behind. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Cool. I like this figure. Yeah, I probably wouldn't get it because I'm not really into all of the IDW stuff, just some. But I think this looks really awesome. Really cool.
All right. Mike, what do you think?
God, this thing looks so good. My finger was hovering over the pre-order button for it, too, for like a good 5 minutes. And then I realized I probably shouldn't be impulse buying a $170 figure. let me sit for a little while. And if I still want it in like a week or two, it's like, all right, yeah, then I'll go ahead and pull the trigger. But this is a beautiful looking figure. I was showing this to a friend of mine who's not really into Transformers that much, but even he was looking at it and saying, yeah, this is just an awesome looking robot and dinosaur and everything. So I definitely like it. I approve. I might be getting this. This is certainly on a short list for third party stuff. But yeah, so I like it.
All right, Jeremy, what do you think?
I really like this. If I have any complaints, it's like the red on his hands and I guess the base of the sword as well is a little bit too bright. I don't know if it's just the lighting in the pictures, but it just doesn't seem to go with some of the more muted reds like on his joints and stuff. Other than that, I think this looks great. The T-Rex head just looks amazing. I think that's my favorite part of this whole thing, especially with the... Is that a light or is it just light piping for the eye?
I think it's just light piping.
Yeah, but that looks so good. And the robot mode looks really good. You know, he has a more clear chest thing. You know, it'd be nice if other Grimlocks had that. But yeah, I have really no complaints other than just maybe tone down the red a little bit on the hands. This thing looks really good.
Do we know what the stuff in the middle of the sword is?
Blood.
Well, that's going to make this thing pricey, isn't it?
Are you talking about that little bar on the inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if it's got LEDs. Maybe it's just something for stability.
I don't know. I think if it is truly just transparent, I think they could have done it without like a central element like that. I mean, I've seen plenty of Transformers swords that are of similar size to this that are not, you know, they don't need a structure element in the middle. So, I don't know.
Maybe it separates or folds in or something to be stored in dinosaur mode or something.
That'd be neat. Yeah, that's the only part that's really confusing me. Like, I don't understand what that's supposed to be.
All right, well, that is all our toy topics. So we will move on to some rapid-fire toys. Absolutely,
positively, definitely. Nobody gets the job done faster than I can. Nobody. All right, and it's been a while since we've talked about a Toy Hacks update, and I went through some of the Toy Hacks posts that they got on Facebook, and I gathered a few up and made an update for myself. So we're going to start off with the Generation Selects Hubcap. This is a nice little figure that you can get, and they did a really great set for him. Just one of those Cliffjumper recolors with a new head, but hey, it's Hubcap, and they got a nice new set for him as well. So take a look at that if you want it. It's a nice cheap set, too. Earthrise Fast Track is coming up next, and they give him a bunch of new stickers and stuff to make him look really awesome in all three modes that he has. So you can take a look at that, and they even have a little tiny sticker for the control module or control tower in Scorponok. So yeah, that's pretty cool too. And he looks great with Scorponok. Earthrise Alicon, one of the very few figures for Earthrise that I've yet to been able to find, a great set for the Alicon. He is a bland figure out of the box, and this set really adds a bunch of detail to him. And he's particularly the stuff on the face really gives him a bunch of detail. They give him a bunch of stickers for his teeth and a really great sticker for his eyes, and that adds a bunch of great detail. Very inexpensive set for Earthrise Alicon. Up next, we are looking at Kingdom Cyclonus, and this is a very awesome figure, and another great set for Kingdom Cyclonus as well. doesn't need a lot of stickers in jet mode, but in robot mode, he's a little plain. Haha, little bit of a joke there, but he needs a little bit of help. There's a bunch of different stickers for him here. They serve to accentuate some of the great molding on Cyclonus, and another very inexpensive kit as well. So even though he's a Voyager, the kits are still relatively inexpensive. The next one is Studio Series 86 Hot Rod, and Charles and I have gone for a while now just talking this figure up and how great it is. It's a very great figure, and this set adds a bunch of stuff to it, and more great detail. So you can take a look at this set here. You get a brand new sticker for the chest, and it adds a bunch. So there's a lot here in this set. So you can definitely see the benefits of this set. And there are some tough stickers on this one. I'm not going to, sugarcoat it. You got to do some eyes, which are tough as hell, but really pay off when you've got it all done. You can take a peek at the gallery here on the Toy Hack site, and you can see all the benefits of doing this set, because it looks just freaking phenomenal. So take a look at that. And then the last one here is one that everyone's kind of been hoping they'd do, and they did it. So this is a label set for HasLab's Unicron's Maw, so the big planet mouth, and it's a massive amount of stickers. Not too expensive considering what it's for, but if you're not going to buy like a 3D printed cover and you're still kind of pissed off that it's they changed the color on you and it's now blue instead of orange, well, this set is going to cover up all that blue. So you can get this and get all the stickers and cover everything up, and it's going to change that color of all that blue pieces in the Maw. And it is not a set for all of Unicron. It is just for the Maw, just for all of the teeth and in everything in planet mode. And you get a bunch of stickers here. So this is a bigger set. You get a bunch of different stuff to sticker up, but you look at these pictures that they've put up on their gallery, and you can definitely see the benefit of having all these ones done. Charles, what do you think of this Unicron Maw one?
It looks really good. I was really impressed by that. It looks a little bit difficult to put on. I mean, just the getting all those stickers in those little, the little teeth on the planet, but it looks like it's well worth it. It looks like the end result is really nice, and this seems to at least mitigate the problem of how the teeth were not colored correctly. The joints were not colored correctly on the figure. Mm-hmm. And so these stickers really hide that and make it look a lot better.
So yeah, this is another set, and you can get that. Expect that there will be more sets for Unicron in the future, but I believe they wanted to get this set out because there's an issue, and people are really, upset about the blue Maw, and they wanted to get their correction out for it quickly. There you go. And that's the last set we had for you for Toy Hacks, and I'll throw it back to you, Charles.
All right, and we will move on to our trips to the store. And this is where we just show off all the awesome Transformer stuff we got this week. We do this as a video, so you can see everything we got in beautiful high definition on our YouTube channel. But we'll also put the audio right here in the podcast, so you can keep listening as we describe everything we got in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, let's show off the stuff we got. I will go first because I just have a couple of things. I got to the comic book shop this week, so I have comics. My Little Pony Transformers issue 2. So this is the second crossover issue 2. We reviewed that, was it last week? Yes, I think it was last week. Also, Transformers Escape issue 4 that just came out this week. And the comic we are reviewing in alt mode this week, the Transformers Annual 2012, with just stellar art by Alex Milne. Very awesome Transformers comics artist. Really happy to see him back on a Transformers book. And we'll talk all about that in a couple of days on Transmissions Alt Mode. So stay tuned for that. So that's everything I got this week. One more thing. It is Father's Day. So as we record this.
Here we go.
Since it is Father's Day, my family got me a gift. And my wife wanted to surprise me with something special. And this is something I had not talked to her about this at all.
Bow chicka wow wow. Here we go.
This is Transformers related.
Oh, converted.
Did she get you a Unicron?
No, but so, you know, we have been talking about going to TFCon Baltimore. And she surprised me with a TFCon Baltimore hotel reservation. So she said, "Okay, you're confirmed for TFCon Baltimore." So
wait, I don't have to share a room with you?
Nope.
That's like a gift for me. That's amazing. Thanks, Trisha.
So. Yeah, so I had not mentioned the con to her yet because I just didn't get a chance to talk to her about logistics and everything. So she, you know, it's during the middle of the fall semester when she's teaching and everything. So wanted to make sure her schedule is lined up. But she had already found out about it, heard about it, and said, "Okay, I'm circling this on the schedule. I'm clearing your schedule and making sure you can go." And that was my Father's Day gift. So. Trisha, you're awesome. Thank you so much. You know, this is she's always two steps ahead of me. And so I am confirmed for TFCon Baltimore. I will be at TFCon Baltimore, hopefully with Daryl and maybe Dr. Pants, too. I don't know if he might be coming.
Mike's not that far from Baltimore.
Hey, Mike, want to join the party?
I've honestly thought about it, and it's, you know, we got some medical issues going on at the moment, so that might not be possible, but it's certainly closer than any other of the TF cons, aside from the Providence one that year. Not Providence, no, that was BotCon. But yeah, I think this will be the closest TF con to me.
Yeah, don't forget, you had HasCon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. The first annual HasCon.
Fun for the whole family.
All right, that's all I got. So, Jeremy, what do all you right. got this week?
I have comics, too. I got Transformers My Little Pony number 2. This is the Bethany Maguire Smith cover. And also Transformers Escape number 4. This is also Bethany McGuire Smith. I have to get up and get my next thing, so hold on. So this is my Father's Day gift that I had gotten for my family to give me because they are not nearly as good as Trisha. This is an 86 movie poster.
Oh, wow.
But it's glow in the dark.
All
of the blue lines glow. So let me put it down. I have pictures of it glowing. Let me share. There we go. So that's under light and then glowing.
Ooh. Oh.
So like all of the blue is glow in the dark. And I think framed on the wall will look really cool. Like next to my TV, turn off the lights to watch a movie.
That'll look really cool.
Very nice.
This is new, right? This isn't like a retro poster?
No, this was the... I think this was to go along with the last release of the movie.
Okay.
So, I mean, the art is still fairly new, but that's all I got this week.
All right, Mike, you're up.
So I got something a little bit retro here. So back on the last con that we went to, I was looking for the last of this set. This is a set of McDonald's Transformers, but not like the specific like Transformers ones. These are like the, like, what were they called? Like Convertrons or something like that, or some some weird, bizarre name. Effectively, it's a McDonald's brand Transformers that use like their own like products for it. And these are like super simple like transformations, but you know, they turn into like fries or like the ice cream, not the Frosty, because that's Wendy's, but like a little ice cream cone, French fries, hot cakes. I don't even know if they still sell hot cakes, but they made a Transformer of hot cakes. So I show it off because we got the last con we went to, we got the last one I needed to complete the set, which I believe was this guy right here, this little dinosaur fry looking dude. And now I have the full set of all these little guys. They did two separate runs, one that turns into like robots and the others that turn into dinosaurs. I think each one had about, I don't know, like six or seven like individual ones. And these are super simple transformations, but they are super retro, and I love them so much.
They're BotBot prequels.
Yeah, kind of. I'm the only person I know that has a full set of these bad boys.
Very cool.
I was telling my kid about those just the other day, and he didn't really believe me.
Nice.
Show him this video.
Well, I mean the quality of McDonald's toys these days are so much worse than when we were kids.
I absolutely love them, and I got my complete set of them, so I am super excited about that. And like the rest are off in the shelf back there. Well, that's it for me.
All right. Daryl. We come to you.
Okay, so I got a couple things. I'm going to start with the comics. I also got Escape number 4, same cover that everyone else got. But I got, and I also got the annual, the Alex Milne annual, Alex's cover. I can't wait to talk about this. Spoilers, I liked Alex's art.
Big surprise.
I had two things come in this week. An order from Ages 3 and Up showed up. And so I had the add-on set for Studio Series Devastator show up. So this is all the little bits and bobs from DNA Designs that...
Testicles included?
Testicles included. Yep. And then I also had the add-on, one of two add-ons. I only bought one, but one of two add-ons for Earthrise. Is it Earthrise? Yeah, Earthrise Scorponok. And this is the one that... just gives him a gun, and it actually, the bonus piece for this one was a little face mask to kind of make him a little bit more G1 accurate. There's a second add-on, and it adds a bunch more guns and stuff, but I felt like I could, you know, I could do what I wanted to do with this. There's actually a third add-on that actually makes the figure taller, but now that you're starting to get into, like, this is a little bit weird territory. It's too much. It's too much money to spend on these figures for these add-ons if you get them all. Here they are. So this is now my Scorponok with the gun. The gun really adds to it. Like the gun's freaking huge, man. Like, so that's really it. These little guns on the top are articulated now. The original guns are on the back. They are not. It's just a big chunk of plastic. But the little face mask on the front, it really does add a lot to it, make him look a lot more G1 accurate. But that gun, he needs a gun. Like the Scorponok gun is just, it's freaking huge, right? So that needed to happen. And that set was really, really simple to put on. The Devastator one, however, this was not easy to put on. It required an awful lot of you know, rearranging and stuff. And I did. I put the balls on. He's got his balls.
Of course he does.
One's a little hangier. There you go. Now they're hanging low.
Now they're symmetrical.
Yeah. But it looks really good with the set on there. He looks a lot more, you know, Devastator-ish. It adds a bit of a piece to his head that actually gives him a little bit more, like, you know, of a face. I don't know how to explain it, but he really needed that little bit to kind of give him more. And then it adds a lot more chunk up top here that give him a little bit more, you know, of a body. Because other than that, he's really kind of thin. So, yeah, this, I mean, it's Studio Series Devastator. Charles, I know, loves it. But other than that, he's, you know, he just needed a little bit extra. And now he's really, He's really big. He's fine. I picked up, I did have one G1. I'm saving the last one for, you know, a little bit of a discussion, but this thing came, I got this. This is G1 Scoop. I think it's Scoop. Yeah. With his Target Masters. This is the last Target Master I think I need for the Autobots. So I'm really happy to get this guy with his Target Masters. So yeah, he's really easy to find without his Target Masters, but getting them with the Target Masters was the part that I wanted to make sure that I got. But yeah, so I'm really happy to have Scoop now. The last thing, and I went on a rant about this on Twitter, is I picked up the Buzzworthy Bumblebee, this little guy, the one that looks like Bubble Jumper. He comes with this spike. I don't know what this is worth in the States. In the email or the Twitter thread, somebody was telling me that they were on clearance now in the US for $8 or $9, which is probably more along the lines that it should be worth. I paid $27.99 for this set, Canadian. Would be, you know, cheaper American, but $27.99 Canadian. This is not worth $27.99 Canadian. Like, this was $33 after taxes. This is ridiculous. This is junk. This is absolute junk. This is his entire transformation. I just did it. He's now his car. You just flip the back flap, and now he's a guy. That's
like
one.
They just had some extra plastic, and they're like, what can we do with this?
That's literally it. His arms move at the shoulder, and that is 3 points of articulation. This, the Bumblebee, however, this is a really good design. Like, this is transforms really, really well, and it's really well designed for a little compact car. I can see them using this for like a Bumble Jumper or a Cliff Jumper if they wanted to redesign some of the parts and stuff, but it's not worth $28. Like, it's kind of ridiculous the amount that you have to transform this guy. Like, you get a lot of articulation in him, which I don't mind. This is what you should be getting. You know, he transforms a lot, and they've done a really good job with him for what he is. But the price point is seriously out of whack, and that's a problem. That's the transformation there. It's done really, really flimsily. He comes with his own gun, which Bumblebee really doesn't need a gun, but it's another piece of plastic that you'll lose. So he's done. On my Twitter thread, I posed him next to the New Age Bumblebee, the original New Age Bumblebee. And yeah, New Age Bumblebee's smaller. He's actually more articulated as well, but he costs almost the same.
And you don't get the crappy spike.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get that this guy has to adhere to safety standards and stuff. I give a lot of props to this design. It's genius what they're able to pull off in this scale. But the price point is whack. So, use this more. You know, use it for a bunch of different guys, but bring the price down, man. And stop this. Stop this bullshit. This is horse shit, Hasbro. Anyway, that's it. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got this week.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week's trips to the store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. As always, we end the show by giving a shout-out to our Masterpiece Donatrion, so a huge thanks to John4x11good and Dinobot Maximize. Thank you so much for continuing to support the show at our highest level. We really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. And Mike, anything you want to plug before we end, other than Empire of Rust, of course?
Well, Empire of Rust, of course. Why wouldn't I want to plug that, right?
Other than.
But yeah, so Empire of Rust, of course, you know, watch it. Everyone should watch it, especially Daryl.
Watch it.
Yes, watch it, listen to it, whatever. Consume it, do something with it.
We have a YouTube version. You can watch a static image while you listen to the podcast on YouTube. That's fine. That is possible.
Season 2 is coming up, Daryl. It's a perfect jumping on point for you.
Anyway. I'm too far behind.
Got to get those elusive new listeners, you know? You can find all of the photography work I do on Twitter at Minervion. That's Minervion. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Photography, 3D work stuff, which is always neat to look at. But yeah, that's what I got.
All right, cool. And you can also buy, just to plug our Tee Public store, you can buy some merchandise from our Tee Public store at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. As always, if you use our link, that helps out the show. You can buy our own designs. We've got lots of cool transmissions shirts there. You can buy masks, although if you're vaccinated, maybe you don't need masks anymore. But, you know,
still need masks.
It can be stylish.
Get a mask.
And other, we got other merchandise too. But also, if you want to buy anything from Tee Public, just use our link, transmissionspodcast.com/shop. All right. Thanks everyone for listening. We will see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye all.
Later.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Yeah, I pressed it on 10 seconds left.
Jerks, every single one of you.
I always do the update training on how to click a button. Like, I'm always up to date on my button clicking. I make sure that I do all the training. Nobody is better button clicking than me.
Well, it shows. I mean, you've really stepped your game up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else was he going to do? He was in lockdown.
Well, I mean, I get no complaints from Catwoman on how good I am with my fingers.
I don't particularly care what Charles says. Did you press it?
Yeah.
That's publishing time. That's not recording time.
Don't ruin this for everyone, Charles. That's right. I wasn't listening to you at all.
Clearly. The pictures were so good.
Robot mode. He's a little plain. Ha ha. Little bit of a joke there, but he needs a little bit of help.
That joke didn't land.
Where's my Unicron, Jeremy?
See that open box in the background? It's right there.
Oh, Jeremy left. he's gotta go get it.
I'm still waiting for the stuff from you that I have at your place there, Charles.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of my stuff too.
Charles doesn't do post office. I'm just making fun of you, Charles.
No, it's true. It's totally true.
I got a card from my daughter today. She made it. Inside it says, "You're a good dad."
Wow.
And I see Jeremy has been having fun with some new graphics for our overlays. Those look pretty cool.
I don't want to be on the bottom anymore. Get covered up immediately.
Actually, all of these were done during the recording of this podcast. I've been meaning to do it for a while.
I can see Jeremy's been interested in what we do.
Yes, happy Father's Day, Daryl. You are a good dad. I've heard it.
The rumors are true. You're a good dad. Not great.
A solid C.
Not even love you, Dad. Just you're a good dad.
It's a performance review.
He has potential.
You've met all expectations.
But not exceeded any of them.
Yeah. He really could apply himself more. Well, Charles, your wife, she continues to make all of our other, you know, significant others look really, really bad. So, you know, well done.
You have a good wife.
She exceeds my expectations all the time. So.
Yeah.
I think she's up for a promotion.
Well, that might mean that she's leaving you.
It's a new husband? Is that what happened?
Yeah. She deserves an upgrade. That's true.
Just got to say, Jeremy, you have an awful lot of extensions on your browser there, bud. No wonder it crashed.
My browser didn't crash.
That full price point is just ridiculous.
Quick question for you. Would you prefer the crappy Spike or the tiny Abs Prime we talked about?
It's a real Sophie's choice there.
It is. This, because it's smaller and I can lose it. At least you're putting bloopers back in. 8 weeks and no bloopers.
I never stopped doing that.
No, but... Charles
we don't,
and I.
We don't do bloopers.
So. Oh, okay.
I do sometimes. But.
There was a lot last week. I was surprised.
We're funny, Mike.